In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Good morning. It's a beautiful day, isn't it? California Day. Beloved in Christ, Father John, the pastor of this holy community, and Father John, the patriarch, the father, and the founder of this holy community. Did you miss his voice today? Like a thunderstorm. You know, every time I meet Father John Braun, I said to him, how do you feel? I am great, like with enthusiasm. I am great. You know, there is no retirement in the priesthood. The priesthood is forever. You remember that beautiful verse. You are the priest after the order or after the rank of Melchizedek. So it means eternal. So now every priest who is sick, who is not feeling well, we ask him to do as much as he can. But there is no retirement, you know, like the way we mean from any business or from any employment. So thank God I see him in Santa Barbara. I see him on some occasions that he is behind the altar, and it gives me so great joy and delight to see him that way, in good spirits and strong and ready to preach the word of God to all those who are thirsty and they desire to receive the word of God. Last time, the opening the doors of this holy church, it was glorious. And you witnessed and you heard the whole service. You know, like, it is not a joke. It is not a without meaning. So this is a holy tradition, that the way you heard it, the way the service, you know, like, is done. So opening the doors, it is a ceremonial, but we, at the same time, you know, like, we keep the holy tradition. And we keep the people, you know, like, in the ethos of Orthodoxy, in the beauty of Orthodoxy. Now, let me, before I share with you the spiritual message for today, let me share with you the way, what you are doing, you know, or what you have done so far. You know, when we build a church, we use something earthly, some expressions, some methods, some ways, some objects, if you like. But in order to go into the point, to go into the objective, to go into the depth of things. Now, I said to you, and I say it today again, the first time I saw this place, I said, this is my way, you know, like, I don't hide my reaction. I said, I don't like this. But now it's different. Not because I am, you know, like, wishy-washy and flip-flop. No, I'm not that way. Now we feel the presence. That's why, you know, like, it's different now. not because of the money or because of, you know, like the beauty, whatever. No, now, the power of the Holy Spirit, the power of God, the presence of God is in here. So the moment we accept that the presence of God is here, this is a holy house. This is the house of God. This is the house of worship. No question anymore. It's not a you know, like an ordinary building. So everything speaks to us in the church. We have a beautiful choir under the supervision, under the director of Vladimir, and the beautiful choir members. So this is an expression. So music speaks to us. It touches us. It lifts us up. And in many ways brings to us joy and brings to us the translation of the words, of the wording we are using. So the music is a tool, but it is a beautiful tool. This is number one. Number two, the iconography. The iconography. Look at the beauty. The Platitera. Platitera, the Holy Virgin, the Holy Mother of God, having Jesus in her womb, opening her arms, blessing the whole Ecumene, the whole universe. So that is the Platitera, means like a chicken, like that, as a chicken, you know, like has her babies under her wings. So the Mother of God has the entire church, which is us, under her arms, under her protection, under her love, under her intercessions. So all this, you know, like is meaningful. Behind me, the beautiful Holy Fathers, because the Orthodox Church is the product of the Holy Fathers. The experience of the gospel, the experience, the life of the gospel is the teaching of the Holy Fathers. We are not coming from a vacuum. So those people, like one of them, St. Anthony the Great, the patron and protector of this holy community, whose memory we celebrate today, actually on the 17th, but today, we say today, because this is the day of St. Anthony. So, many, many Holy Fathers understood the Gospel, understood the Bible, understood the ethos, understood the mind, the Orthodox mind, and they put it to us in words. So that's why, you know, like the Holy Orthodox Church is built on the teaching of the Holy Fathers. On the teaching of the under the power of the Holy Spirit, for sure, but inspired, the Holy Spirit inspired the Holy Fathers, so that's why we have their teachings. And many people, let me tell you something, beloved in Christ, many people, many converts in this nation, they are Orthodox now because of the teaching of the Holy Fathers, because of the writings of the Holy Fathers. And thank God for this knowledge. You know, like the technology is two weapons, let's say, you know, like two faces, let's say, you know, like one, on one hand, you know, it brings to us headaches and something, but at least, you know, we read everything now online of the Holy Fathers. We can read, you know, like we don't have to waste our time reading something nonsense. Like for example, when I fly overseas with my iPad, I am touched with the Holy Fathers and the whole everything, you know, I need I have it there, so I don't waste my time anymore. I don't sit like a couch potato and eat and sleep and whatever. So we have to do something good and useful. So the iconography is another tool used to us or given to us to praise God and to feel the presence. Now, number three is the building itself. The building itself, you know, always building a church is a different design than other buildings. Let me tell you, before I speak about this, let me tell you about Riverside. Riverside, you know, like while we were building that magnificent church, many people converted to Orthodoxy because of the building. They didn't go inside yet. They didn't go into the depths yet. Just because of the design from outside, they decided to convert to Orthodoxy. So, that design, the Orthodox design, has a special power to touch people also. That is in Riverside. But in Tucson, Arizona, we just finished another beautiful building. Many people walked in. Still, we don't have iconography back here. In the process. So the moment some people... We have one choir here in the church. So the moment they walked into the church, they said, this is the faith we wanted for many years. Just the building. So beloved in Christ, everything you have done so far is meaningful. And it helps you understand your faith more and more. So that's why, you know, like the church is not an empty place. It's not like just walls and bricks and stones. But it is the holy tradition and the holy Orthodox touch in the building. And still, this church is not consecrated. Like a year or so from now, after we finish building the altars, the holy table, and other few things, little things. So I will come again, and I will Father John will announce it to you the day of the consecration, and you will see that the way we baptize people, the way we baptize the building itself. So that we call it consecration. The day of consecration, yesterday, I said another pasta. It is another pasta. So it's beyond, you know, like us. Beyond words, beyond description. The day of the consecration and the service itself, it's heaven. Just heaven and beautiful. So I want you, beloved in Christ, to, while you are in this church, some people raise millions of questions. Why do we have this? Why do we have that? Why? You know, give yourself some time to understand. Give yourself some time for education. Because, you know, like we know some things, but we, millions of things we don't know yet. So every day, the more we read, the more we listen, the more we are able and desirous to learn, you will see that everything you're learning in the church is helping and increasing and deepening your faith more and more. Yesterday, last night, I mentioned something that we have a ministry. You are important. All of you are important. But I need Father John to focus on the youth. You know, if a church doesn't have youth, has no future. The church has no future. Will get older and older and older until she dies. So the youth in the church one of their most important ministries, I would say. We have to give time to bring the youth back into the church. We have to inspire them in order to stay in the church. We have to inspire them to come to the church and share the church, not to enjoy Father John's homily and goodbye. No, they have to become active. They have to become the living stones of the church. Participants, part of this latria, part of this worship, because the church is for everyone, beloved in Christ. Yesterday when I met with many, many different kinds of people, Vietnamese and others, and whatever, so I said to them, like Orthodoxy is not just a bishop or a member of clergy or a number of people. Orthodoxy is universal for everyone. For everyone. So that's why the doors, they were open yesterday. And no one, no power can shut the doors anymore. So Orthodoxy is for everyone. And it's unfair, it's not right, unjust, to sit here for many years, you and I, the clergy, and not to evangelize the others around us. You know, like, beautiful what's happening inside the church, but beautiful also to reach out to keep the people up. You know, many people, they went to the Orthodoxy. Why? Is that a religion? Many people knew anything about Orthodoxy. And this is my fault, your fault, and the church's fault. It will continue to do like that. So the youth. One more thing I have to draw your attention to is next visit. I promise, next visit, at least we have 3 ordinations in this holy community. We need a generation. You know, what made anybody, a special one, a dearest one to all of us, that today while we were reading his Psalm, he left behind him in the desert, in the empty desert, in the scary desert, in the dead desert, if you like, he left an army of disciples. So a tree known by its fruits. Father John Brown has made many fruits here in this community. Father John Ryman had to make many fruits in this holy community. Archbishop Joseph has to make many fruits in order for us to be blessed. And to be, you know, like when we praise ourselves, when we praise, you know, like each other, why do we have to praise each other if we are not making fruits? So everyone has a ministry, everyone has a job. Everyone has to do something in the church. Even the infants, they have something to do in the church. And for the sake of all these people, you infants and you young people, and everyone ordained and unordained, for the sake of all these people, we have to build a spiritual, a holy community, a spiritual presence in this area in order to sanctify everyone and to invite and to invite everyone to salvation. This is the church's message. This is the church's, you know, a goal. The church is not just like, you know, like we are happy with what we have. We have to have a vision. We have to have a five-year plan or 10-year plan, if you like. We have to fit everyone. We have to be welcoming. You know, the priest any priest, any bishop has to be positive, ready to touch people's life. Like when I see someone as a pastor, when I see someone, you know, across the street, good morning, hi, how are you, welcome, you know, like we would love to see you. This is the way. You know, the faith is not, doesn't belong to me. I don't have yet to follow what used to be, you know, for many years, you know, when they said, they used to say, you know, Orthodoxy is the best kept secret. Why do we have like to keep it as a secret? We have to speak. We have to speak. We have to reach people, reach out to people. We have to evangelize people. So the church, therefore, beloved in Christ, the church is like a workshop, like a family workshop. We don't have time like when we shut the doors and have nothing to do. The church has to be open all week round. All the whole week, the whole month, every day we have to have something in the church. Not once a week, you know, like two hours a week, Sunday liturgy and that. No, we have to have committees. We have to have teaching. We have to have Bible study. We have to have many things, you know, like. And I am pleased yesterday when I visited the entire building here. Like you have technology, you have monitors, you have the TV here and there. You can watch. You have a camera there. Now, those who are in this room or the other room, they can watch. You know, like they can listen to the divine liturgy. So we have the technology in order to make the word of God heard by everyone. So I thank God for your accomplishments. I thank God for the beautiful design, the beautiful efforts you made with Father John Wyman. And I pray that he, Father John, and you will continue doing this, you know, more and more. We are not, you know, in one of the churches, the day of the consecration or after finished building, the priest said, thank God we are done in his homily. I stood up. I interrupted him. I said, thank God we just have begun. So the church, you know, like we will never rest. We will never say, you know, we are done. We finished. We start, every time we finish something, we start something. Every time we finish something, start again and again. So that's why in the church we say again and again, in peace, let us pray to the Lord. You know, like there is no time, you know, like where we don't do anything. So, clergy. You know, when I am visiting churches, I am observing those who are around me, from the children, from the kids, from the servers, from altar boys. You know, I can tell who has the desire for the altar to serve God and who has the desire to become a priest or something like that. So from now we have to plant the seed from these beautiful children, you know, like maybe a priest, a marriage priest or a monastic or a bishop or archbishop or patriarch. Yesterday someone said to me that can some of our children become a patriarch someday? Why not? You know, a patriarch, any patriarch, whether my mentor, Patriarch Ignatius, blessed memory, and the newly elected patriarch who is my classmate and my roommate, he comes from a family. He comes from like these children. Someday, you know, he was altar boy, and now he is the patriarch of Antioch, and, right? So we have to plant that. We have to water the little plant and in order like to grow it and make it like a big tree. last thing, beloved in Christ, this bulletin, I read it this morning in Mass, the whole thing, and it's beautiful. And it has a good amount of education for all of us. I will use just two quotes from St. Anthony the Great and make comments on that. You know, St. Anthony's life, like that, the writing there, so everything, you know, like what is there is about his humility. And he lived that kind of humility. So he says, in other words, listen to what he says. Learn to love humility, for it will cover all your sins. All sins are repulsive before God, but the most repulsive of all is pride. So that's why, you know, like, humility is a cure. Is a cure, a therapy for something. Something ugly, that is pride. Pride, you know, can destroy everything, all the joy we have. So all sins are repulsive before God, but the most repulsive of all is pride of the heart. Do not consider yourself learned and wise, otherwise all your effort will be destroyed. And your boat will reach the harbor empty. If you have a great authority, listen to this, and this is a problem, a serious problem. The authority in the church is a problem. If you have a great authority, do not threaten anyone with death. Means, do not abuse the authority you have. Use it for joy. Use it for forgiveness. Use it for to bring people together, to correct people, to heal people. Know that according to nature, you too are susceptible to death, and that every soul sheds its body as its final garment. That is St. Anthony. Very profound, very meaningful. Another quote from St. Anthony. Be fearful that you do not become famous because of some work that you do. And it applies here. You know, after finishing, we have to pray this and we have to pray. You know, like, everything is appreciated by God. This is the bottom line. So instead we thank people all the time. Look what he says. St. Anthony, no. Be fearful that you do not become famous because of some work that you do. If they begin to praise you because of your work, do not rejoice or take delight in it, but keep your works secret as much as you can, and do not allow anyone to speak about them, because God is watching everything. You know, when they thank me about something, you know, I feel myself very little. I need like to hide. I don't like to hear that. I feel very embarrassed, you know, like when they start like thanking me. You know why? Because I know that today I am with you, but someday I will be in a grave underground. So therefore, every glory, every thank, every good thing goes to God, because from Him, you know, we receive every good thing, and we refer to Him every good thing as well. You know, again, I am saying this not to embarrass anyone or to undermine anyone. No. I am saying this for one reason. I need the church to be like a church. I need the church, and I need you to believe that the church is not a, you know, like a, an earthly congregation and an earthly organization or an earthly corporation, as the, some people they call it. No. The church is the kingdom of God. The church is heaven on earth. We have to be ready for uplifting in order to understand heaven from now. So that's why people fear death. Why? Because they will miss their loved ones. They will miss, you know, wealth. They will miss food. They will miss beauty. They will miss everything. So they fear God because they don't have a good understanding what heaven means, what the kingdom of God means, what God means in our life. So God, the church is not for us only, for us to be with God. So God is acting, God is leading us, God is guiding us in the church. So that's why the church, you know, like we teach, some people say, why do you have to teach about love and no one loves anyone, you know, like these days? No, no, this is wrong. The church's message is about love, forgiveness, simplicity, peace, and every good thing, because this is the reflection of God in our life. Beloved in Christ, I am happy. I am so positive about what you have accomplished so far. So let us work together from this moment. Father John, myself, Deacon, the beautiful Deacon Basil, you know, the son of this church. And I am glad to see him and his family here. They live in Phoenix these days, no longer in Florida. They are next door. So we can have them here once in a while or whenever they like, because they are still part of this holy community. And I am so happy to see them here. So therefore, beloved in Christ, from this moment, you and I, clergy and laity, we have one goal and only one ministry: to sanctify ourselves, everything around us, and everything in our life. May His name always be blessed and glorified forever.